الحمد لله وكفى سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فان زللتم من بعد ما جاءتكم البينات فاعلموا ان الله عزيز حكيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فإن زللتم and if you slip من بعد ما جاءتكم البينات after you have received clear signs فَعَلَمُوا then know أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ that truly Allah is mighty and wise. If you remember the last ayah which we did in the last class, it was about not following the footsteps of shaitan. And in this ayah Allah Ta'ala is telling us that if you follow the footsteps of shaitan and if you slip, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty and wise. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very upset and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not like it and it is not going to be very good for us. So فَإِن ذَلَلْتُمْ مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ if you slip after you receive clear signs, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show His might. He is going to be very upset. So after one has received signs, one is on the right path, one has started obeying the commands of Allah, and then he stops, then doing that is worse than not coming into the fold of Islam. So once you have come inside the fold of Islam and then you go out, then that is very severe. That is very bad in the eyes of Allah. So sometimes it does not happen that you accept Islam and then you get out of Islam. What happens is that you start doing amal, so you start doing deeds and then you stop doing deeds. So you come inside the fold of doing deeds and then you get out of the fold of doing deeds. That is also a reprehensible act in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what Allah demands from us is that we be steadfast. We should not only be Ramadani Muslims, right? We should be Muslims throughout the year. Not on certain parts of the year, not on certain days of the year. We should be Muslims from heart. And our actions should be according to Islam throughout the year, in the morning, in the evening, in the night. So our actions should not be limited to a certain part of the day. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that we are steadfast on the path of Allah. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahabbul amali ilallahi adwamuha." Those amal, those deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most are the ones that you do steadfastly, the ones that you do regularly. So we have to be steadfast. The challenge for a Muslim is to be steadfast, right? And most people, a lot of us, we complain. And we go to people and we tell them, we go to pious people, we tell them that look, for a certain period of time I was on the right track. Then I slipped, right? For a certain period of time my fajr was going very well. Then I slipped. For a certain period of time I was doing my tilawat, it was very good. Then I slipped. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to do is slip, right? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, فَإِن زَلَلْتُمْ and زَلَلْتُمْ, the translation of زَلَلْتُمْ is slip. And if you slip, right, so you're not supposed to slip. The slipping is prohibited in Islam, right? So you have to take care of this thing. So how do you not slip, right? How do you ensure that you don't slip? One is that a person will just say that, okay, fine, I will not slip and I will be very strong and nothing can make me slip. And this is one good way of doing this. But the easiest way of doing this is, always I ask Jawad, right? The easiest way of not slipping is company of the pious people. But if you stay in the company of the pious people, and you have a regular attendance in the company of the pious people, this is the best way of ensuring that you are on the right track. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Al mar'u ala dini khalilihi." That a person will be on the religion of the ones that he keeps the company of. If you keep the company of pious people, steadfast people, then you will yourself be steadfast. If you be in the company of people who sin and who are not steadfast and who are away from the deen, then eventually you will also become like that. So the best way to remain steadfast, there are many other ways. This is the easiest, the fastest way of attaining steadfastness in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah ta'ala has time and again said in the Quran of keeping the company of the pious. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الزِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those people who remember Allah, who remember Quran, who remember ilm, if you don't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we should go to those people who are more knowledgeable, who are more closer to Allah, so that we also attain this steadfastness, which is the purpose of our lives. So company of the pious people is very important. And the mashayikh have given a lot of weight, a lot of emphasis on keeping the company of the pious people. There are four very big benefits of keeping the company of the pious people. And the first one is that one attains status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The status of the Sahaba is a status that cannot be matched by any other Muslim, no matter how pious he is. No matter how many rakas does he pray, no matter how much his life is devoted to Islam, the status in the eyes of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds for the Sahaba cannot be matched by anyone else. According to the ulama, all ulama are unequivocal on this point. All of them say this equally. All of them say this, that the biggest saint of Islam, the person who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of all times cannot be equal to the least of among the Sahaba. So the lowest in the rank of the Sahaba will also be even more than the biggest pious person in the last 1400 years after the Sahaba Ikram. So that means the status that the Sahaba Ikram received was not because of their amal and their deeds. It was because of the company that they held. They were in the company of the Prophet ﷺ. Because they were in the company of the Prophet ﷺ, their status was elevated in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah is said to be one of the most pious khalifas of his time, one of the most pious kings of his time. And he was very pious. And in his stint as the leader of the Muslims, Islam and the Muslims, they progressed very much. And the Muslims were very, very successful during the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. And there was this Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name was Amir Muawiyah. And that Sahabi also became the leader of the Muslims, but at that time, the Muslims were very much in trouble. There were always fights going on, and there was always trouble going on, and the Muslims did not progress materially as much as they should have. So somebody asked this question to a very leading scholar of his time. Somebody asked this question to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, that who do you think is better, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, or do you think that Amir Muawiyah rahimahullah is better, Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu is better? So Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said that there is no comparison between the two. Although in the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, the Muslims progressed a lot, and he was a very pious man, and the Muslims were successful, even then he is not equal to Amir Muawiyah only because he was in the company of the Prophet ﷺ. So that means the benefit of being in the company of pious people is that you get a status in the eyes of Allah. That is why Uwais al-Qarni, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was a person who was alive at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. He accepted Islam in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Then he traveled from his city of Qaran and he came to visit the Prophet ﷺ. When he came to Madina Munawwara, the Prophet ﷺ was gone. He was away at some expedition. So he went back and he left a note for the Prophet ﷺ that, "O Prophet of Allah, I came, I wanted to meet with you, but my mother is sick and I have to go back." So he went back. And the Prophet ﷺ had beautiful words to say about this man. But this man, Uwais al-Qarni, was not able to meet with the Prophet ﷺ. He was not able to be in the company of the Prophet ﷺ. And because he was not able to be in the company of the Prophet ﷺ, that is why he did not attain the status of the Sahaba. And the scholars have said that the Prophet ﷺ has said that if my Sahaba, they give in charity even a handful of flour in the path of Allah, it is going to be equal to a mountain full of gold that other people give. So the scholars have said that Uwais al-Qarni, the Prophet ﷺ had beautiful words to say about this man. And how beautiful the words were that the Prophet ﷺ told all of the Sahaba, if you ever meet this man in your life, then you ask him to make dua for you because his duas are accepted in the eyes of Allah, because he has done such a great service to his mother. He was such a person who did so much khidmat of his mother that his duas are accepted. So even Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu, they came to Uwais al-Qarni and they asked him to make dua for him. So they asked Uwais al-Qarni to make dua for them. But still the scholars have said that his giving in charity a handful of flour will not be equal to the mountains of gold. He will not be able to be equal to the Sahaba. Although he accepted the Islam at the time of the Sahaba, but because he did not, he was not able to go in the company of the Prophet ﷺ, his status is not the same. So because the first benefit of being in the company of the pious people is that you get status in the eyes of Allah. And the second benefit is, and this is the biggest benefit, that you get protection from sins. So when you go in the company of the pious people, it has an effect on you. Naturally it will have an effect on you. The person who is completely drowned in sins, if he will go in the company of pious people, he will gain benefit. And as somebody who is completely in a state of sin-free life, if he will go in the company of those people who are sinning, then he will also take some effect from them. Everybody has a capability of being affected by the company that he lives in. So the best thing about being in the company of the pious people is that you get protection from sins. The maqsad, the purpose of all Muslims is protecting themselves from sin. That is why Allah Ta'ala tells us hundreds of times in the Quran. There is one order, two orders that are mentioned in the Quran hundreds of times. So not once, not twice. Two orders Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made to all of us in the Quran, and that order is made hundreds and hundreds of times. And one is aqim as-salat, establishing the prayers. And the second one is ittaqullah, that you should fear Allah and you should protect yourselves from the sin. So these two things are actually the main purpose of the Muslim's life. And this main purpose you can attain by being in the company of the pious people. And these pious people, sometimes their company is so effective, and their majalis is so effective, and their words are so effective, that sometimes even one line can change the lives of people. So this word written here, Zazan was a very big scholar of his time. A person very close to Allah. He was from among the awliya, and he was from the tabi'i. And in his initial period in his life, he used to sing. And he used to play this instrument of sitar, and he used to sing. And people used to love his voice. And people would gather around him, and his voice was so beautiful, he was like a superstar. And he would sing beautifully. And he would feel that this is something that I am not doing right. In Islam, it is not good to sing and to play music and to play all these instruments. But still he would do it, and he would like it because he would get people's attention by doing this. And whenever he would sing, people would gather and there would be a very big show for him. So once he was doing this, and he saw that a very pious man passed by his majlis. A very pious man passed by from the place where he was singing. He passed by. Now he saw that this very pious man, he passed by, but he stopped for a little while and he said something. So when he saw this pious man with a beautiful beard, with a beautiful turban and all these sunnah clothes, he felt very bad. That what is this man doing while I am singing here? So he said that I should just finish it up. So he stopped. And he told everyone that the night is off, everybody can go. And he walked to the man who was sitting very close to this pious man. The man who was sitting there when the pious man walked. He came to him and he said, who was this man? He said, he is the Sahaba. He was the Sahabi of the Prophet ﷺ. His name is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? He walked past by me while I was singing? So what was he saying? He said, he stopped here and then he said, what a beautiful voice. What a beautiful voice. And then he said, I wish this voice was used for the recitation of the Quran. This was the one line that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, and then he walked away. And Zazan, when he heard this, he felt very bad. And tears started flowing from his eyes. And he said, where is this Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? I need to go to him. I need to meet with him. They said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud lives right there. So he walked and he went to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu's house. He said, you are the Sahabi of the Prophet and you are such a beloved Sahabi and I've heard about you, and such a pious man like you was going past by the majlis that I was having, the musical night that I was having. Such a filthy person I am. And Shaykh, you said that you wish that my voice was used for the recitation of the Quran. I feel so bad when I heard this one line that you said. At that time I made this decision of my life that I am giving up singing. And inshallah, this voice will now always be used for the recitation of the Quran. So when somebody goes in the company of pious people, sometimes even one line can change the sins into good deeds. So the most beautiful benefit of going in the company of the pious people is that when you go in their company, then you leave sins and you start doing good deeds. So this is the beautiful thing. So one of the biggest scholars of this Indo-Pak subcontinent was Qari Tayyib Rahimahullah. And he was walking and he was doing tawaf of the Baytullah. And one of the biggest saints of our country, he was also doing tawaf and he saw Qari Tayyib. And Qari Tayyib was a very, very pious scholar. And he was a very pious scholar at the same time, somebody very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had a lot of light on his face, nur on his face. So when the Shaykh saw him, the Shaykh realized that there's beautiful beauty on his face. His face tells us that he does a lot of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh went up to Qari Tayyib and told Qari Tayyib rahimahullah that, Qari Tayyib sahab, how did you create this face? Who? How did you make this face? This beautiful face full of nur. So he answered that I did not make this face. This face is made the way it is because I went in the company of pious people. So being in the company of pious people is a guarantee of protecting yourselves from sin. So one benefit is that when you go in the company of pious people, then you are given a status in the eyes of Allah. And the second benefit is that when you go in the company of pious people, then you get protection from sins. And the third benefit is that those who spend time in the company of pious people, they will get entry into Jannah, although their amal, their deeds will not be too much. Now you will be surprised. What is this? Deeds will not be too much, and just by being in the company of the pious people, you will get entry into Jannah. How is that possible? So there was a Sahabi, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Prophet of Allah, you know what? This dunya is very good for us. And in akhirah, even if we will be in Jannah, this dunya is better for us." So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Why do you say this? Jannah is going to be better than this dunya." He said, "O Prophet of Allah, in Jannah, even if we go into Jannah, and you will also be in Jannah, but your status will be so high that we will never ever be able to meet you in Jannah. And in this dunya, we see you every day. So this dunya is better for us than Jannah." So the Prophet ﷺ said, and this is a beautiful hadith, a very famous hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba." That a person is going to be with the one in Jannah, or in Akhirah, he is going to be with the one that he loves in this world. So the one that you love in this world, you will be with that person in the Akhirah. So if you love pious people, and if you love scholars, and if you love people who are mashayikh, then if you have their love, although your amal, your deeds will not be like them. But the Prophet ﷺ said, because of the love that you have, because of the companionship that you have, then you will enter into whichever place that they will be in Jannah, you will also be able to get into that place in Jannah. That is why our mashayikh have said that this being in the company of pious people, this ta'alluq, this love that you have for the pious people is your biggest asset in this world. Although if you don't do too much, and you're not able to, and you slip, and sometimes you're not able to attain this regularity in worship and in deeds, but because you have this deep love for these pious people in your heart, then wherever these pious people will go, then you will also go there. That is why those who have a deep love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to this hadith, they will be in Jannah inshallah, wherever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be. So that is why this having this love for pious people in our hearts is the most important asset that we have. And this is the asset that we should invest in. Put a lot of investment into this asset and increase this love for the pious. So three main benefits I've already told you, right? And the first one is the company of the pious people, right? It's not written on the board. It's a difficult one, huh? What is that? Status in the eyes of Allah. And the second thing is protection from sin. This one is easy, right? And the third one is, without looking at the board, huh? Entry into the Jannah, right? And the fourth thing is that by being in the company of the pious people, you attain the love of Allah. This is the end goal. While we go in the company of the mashayikh, in the company of the scholars, in the end we want this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these people have. This is what we are there for. This is why we go there. So sometimes people don't realize how I will go in the company of this shaykh, and how will I be able to also be this close with Allah that he is with. And this is sometimes not understood. And sometimes even people with ilm and people with knowledge don't understand this. So in the history of Islam, there is a beautiful, not story, but anecdote of Rumi, Jalaluddin Rumi rahimahullah ta'ala. One of the very big mashayikh of his time. And people now go to his grave in Turkey, right? And they visit Turkey and they go, and this is a man whose words and whose masnavi is very, very famous among the saints and the scholars. So Rumi was a very big scholar of his time, but he did not understand the benefits of being in the company of pious people. So he said, "I know the Quran and I know the Hadith, and I don't need anybody's company. How can anybody's company elevate me more than what I already am? So this was his question. So he never visited any pious man. In the time when he was a very big scholar, there was a very big sheikh of the time. His name was Shams of Tabriz. And Shams of Tabriz was from the city of Tabriz. And Shams of Tabriz came when he was sitting down and he was writing some books. And by the time when he met Shams of Tabriz, he had already written many books. Right? And in those times there were no printing presses. So the books were written with hand. So he was sitting right next to a small pond of water and he was writing his book. And Shams of Tabriz came in walking and he saw Rumi writing books. So he came to Rumi and he told Rumi that, "What is this? What are you doing?" So he said in Farsi, he said in Persian, "Iqal ast," that this is, because this is, you know, this is qal and this is, you know, these are words and these are very important deep words. What he meant was that I am writing very deep words and you look like a faqir to me, you will not understand what this is. So he said, "Iqal ast," this is books, this is study, this is knowledge. You don't know what this is. This is what he told Shams of Tabriz, right? So he asked, "What is this?" And he said, "This is knowledge, you don't know what this is." So Shams of Tabriz picked up one of the books that he wrote, and there was a pond close by, a pond of water, and he dropped that book in the pond of water. Now, all the ink was gone. And Jalaluddin Rumi Rahimahullah, he got up, he was like, "What did you do?" And there were no printing presses. So what he did, he was so stunned. "I cannot believe my years of hard work and you threw it in the water." So he said, "Oh, okay, no problem." And he put his hand in the pond and he picked the book up again. And then he just shook the book and there was dust coming out of the book. And the book was already in its right form. Not a single word was even messy. The book was again in the same form the way it was before. So Rumi was so stunned. He said, "What did you do? What is this?" So he asked the same question that Shams of Tabriz asked first. "What is this?" So he answered. When he asked, he said, "Iqal ast," this is qal, this is knowledge. So he asked him, Rumi asked him, "What is this?" He said, "Iqal ast," this is not knowledge, this is connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he said that this ihal us, then Rumi was so stunned and so surprised and so impressed. He said, "Yes, what he has, I don't have. So I need to be in his company." So then Rumi started coming in the company of this sheikh and he spent lots of years in his company. And then Rumi used to say, and this is a couplet in Farsi, "Maulvi har kisna maulai Rum." That Maulvi, this Rumi, he was just a scholar. And then he became Maulai Rum. He was became the saint of Rum by coming in the slavery of Shams of Tabriz, by coming in the company of Shams of Tabriz. So even the scholars realize how important it is to be in the company of the pious people. So four important benefits of this company, of being in the company of the pious people. And first and the most important is status, protection from sins, entry into Jannah, and then again, attaining a closeness, a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who comes in the company of pious people cannot slip. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like from us is slipping, right? And Allah ta'ala says, فَإِن زَلَلْتُمْ جِي فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. If you slip after you have received clear signs, فَعَلَمُوا, then know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala is Aziz, very mighty, Hakim, wise. So we will stop here. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be in the company of the pious people. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from slipping. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who continuously repent in front of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.